Welcome. This is Tom Meglia, financial planner and financial coach. Hope you're having a great Saturday afternoon. Welcome to the new program every Saturday at 2 p.m. on KKLA Radio, 99.5 FM, Knowing the Economy of God. With me, yours truly, Tom Meglia, financial planner and financial coach. This program is designed to teach from God's Word just what God's economy is, how it works, what it can mean to your life, and getting a better grip and handle on your personal finances, perhaps a company that you own, a business that you're running, if you're single, your individual financial circumstances, and learning how to apply the Bible and God's economy to your life. And we'll be talking every Saturday about different subjects related to God's economy. We have a book coming out in a few months entitled Knowing the Economy of God. And so it should be fun. It should be a lot of fun. In fact, I enjoy this. I've been doing this for 26 years, going on 27. I'm a registered investment advisor, chartered financial consultant, accredited estate planner. Can't get that out, sorry. But into the financial area, just enjoying it. I also work with Crown Ministries as a Crown Ministries financial coach and referral counselor on the West Coast. So basically, let's get started. We're looking forward to talking about God's economy and just what it is and how it works. So it should be a lot of fun. And here we go. So to start off today's program, what I'd like to do is just let you know a little bit about what God's economy is. And God's economy basically is Scripture. You know, there's over 2,000 scriptures in God's Word, in the Bible, that pertain to money, financial topics, all kinds of financial topics. In fact, what's really interesting, as I was writing the book, and we're about ready to get it to the publisher, I learned a great deal myself about finances, about different areas of God's economy, just how they work. You know, people think, well, Tom, what is God's economy? What does that mean? Well, there's a lot of things that it means, a lot of things that God's economy pertains to. It's not just about money. Not just about, well, here's what we did with our money today. Money is one thing, and it's a big thing for sure. But there's other areas in God's financial systems that really make sense for Christian living. And so what we do as financial counselors, I myself, we try to help people understand just what God's economy is, what the scriptures say, what the economic principle is that comes from that scripture. What's the given economic principle that comes from that scripture? And then how do you apply it to your average, normal, and everyday life? You know, it's one thing to hear about some of these things that seem so abstract at times. You know, well, God created the world. Okay, He created the universe. But, you know, and I believe that. I'm sure you do too. So how do you break that down and live your life, your normal, everyday life, with that in mind, with the fact that, okay, God's my creator. He created everything, or there would be nothing to manage in the first place if He didn't create something. So I think that's kind of interesting when we look at it and say, okay, the recipe to understand God's economy is the following. Number one, we need to cite the scripture. We need to know just what the scripture is, what it says. What context is that scripture meant in? You know, Jesus Christ spoke a lot. Over half of the Lord's parables related to money, the representation of money, financial issues, what they pertain to and meant to an individual's life, their self-esteem, and so on. It's incredible how much in the Bible is devoted to financial things, God's economy, as I term it, as I put it. We also want to know what the principle is that we're supposed to learn from a given scripture or parable. And then thirdly, okay, how do I apply it? What do I need to do today to change the way I live from now on? And apply just what I learned in scripture, understanding the economic principle, and how I'm going to change the way I live. Isn't that what it's all about? Bringing honor to God and living His way as His vessels, His servants, His children? I think it is. So when we learn the scripture, we learn the economic principle, and we talk about application. Okay, so what do I do with this, Tom? How do I live? What do you tell your clients and people that you get referred to from Crown? What do you tell people they need to do to change? Or if they're doing the right thing, to remain doing the right and honorable thing. And then finally, the fourth part of the recipe is the prayer of change. Bringing God right there into our life and saying, okay, Lord, I can't do this without you. I need to know, what do you want me to do? How do I change, God in heaven? Change me, Lord. Make me the way you want me to be. Help me to live your way so I'm a light in the world. Not just walking around for self-centered reasons and accumulating all I can to look good or feel better and medicate my hurts and some of my pains from the past, but live your way, Almighty God. And that's called the prayer of change. So that's the recipe. Those four parts are the recipe. And when we talk about God's economy each week, every Saturday, we'll discuss one basic premise. We'll take one premise a week and discuss it and learn how to apply it, and then ask God in a prayer of change to change the way we are, to change the way we live, so that we're more like Christ. And that's what we're going to do. So let's take principle number one. I call it anchor number one. You know, in the Bible, there are four anchors to understanding God's economy. Four anchors. And once we get these four anchors down pat, we truly are living for God and bringing honor to God. And the first anchor of the four is understanding that there can only be one owner of our finances, of ourselves, of everything, and that's God. There are four anchors I mentioned. Well, the other anchors are, if God's the owner, we're the steward. And that's number two. Number three, the first order of being a good steward is being a solid and cheerful giver. And number four, living contently, being content as Christians. Those are the four anchors the entire program and the book that's coming out soon are built around. Those four. So as I mentioned, today's anchor, we're talking about ownership. It's funny because in America, you know, you look at your statements on your stock accounts or your homes, your real estate, and on, they have your name as title of that item, that asset. But in God's economy, we are not the owners. It's not God and Tom Meglia joint tenancy with rights of survivorship. No way. That can't be. That doesn't make sense. It's not God and Tom, God 60%, Tom 40%, or God 90% and Tom 10%. No way. In God's economy, there's only one true owner of us, our assets, our property, our treasures, and that's Almighty God. And that's very important. We know that that's important. Psalm 24, 1 and 2, it talks about God being the owner. And we'll talk about some scriptures in a few minutes that point to the fact that there is only God as the owner. Only He is the true owner. And then after the upcoming break, we'll talk about different stories of people I work with or know that are learning to apply this principle in finding freedom, peace and freedom, and finding financial freedom and unhooking themselves from these past issues that just dominate their lives and really ruin relationships in some cases. So that's what we'll always do every Saturday. We'll talk about stories, we'll talk about people, we'll talk about just what's going on in people's lives and how they've changed and how you can change too, to live according to God's way, His principles, His economy, and the peace, the freedom, the benefits of following God, the blessings are just incredible. So I just find it exciting. You know, I don't know about you, but, you know, I'm excited about it. I believe in this. I believe in God and His Word. So we're coming up to a break. After the break, we'll hit home further on some scriptures. And we'll also hit home further on the economic principle and application. Catch you in a little bit. Hi, this is Tom Meglia, financial advisor and financial planner. Hope you're having a great day. Have you ever been in a situation where you needed solid, Bible-based financial advice and didn't know where to turn, or perhaps are now in a situation where you need a financial coach to create and achieve a financial game plan? You know, most people don't reach financial goals because they don't have financial goals. They've never set financial goals. They don't really know how to. They have no formal plan to reach any financial goals. There usually is no coach to advise because most Christians don't know where to find a qualified Christian financial advisor, one who respects the Bible and takes financial advice and counsel directly from the Scriptures and applies it to your personal financial situation to honor God and be a good steward and to reach a financial goal. For 26 years, I've been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans and work towards achieving their financial goals. Also, for finding a speaker or lecturer on knowing and applying the economy of God and learning just what God's economy is, give me a call, 818-681-8600 or 800-386-3700 to talk to me, Tom Meglia, financial planner. Or visit our website at www.theeconomyofgod.com. Some of the programs I present at churches are Sunday school classes, workshops, lectures, topical sermons, all on God's economy. Thank you. Have a great day. And again, give me a call, 800-386-3700 or 818-681-8600. Welcome back. Hope you're enjoying the music also. I love it. Worship music, praise music puts me in a great mood. Hope it does you too. You know, we talked earlier about God's ownership, God being the only owner. And that's very important. When we surrender everything we are and everything we have to God's direction, God's ownership, we're glorifying God, we're honoring God, we're doing what the Scriptures say to do. You know, I spoke about Psalms 24, 1 and 2. It says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, for he founded it upon the oceans and established it upon the waters." You know, God being the owner of all things gives him the right to demand accountability from us. And we are to give up control, give up surrendering. I didn't say that right. Surrender everything we have to the Lord. But we do need to give up control. God's in control and he is the owner. Deuteronomy 8:18, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. So anybody that thinks I did it, you know, I produced my own wealth. No, Deuteronomy 8:18 says, remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth. That's why I never say I did it, I made my wealth, none of that stuff, because I know I didn't. I know that God allowed me to have it to honor him and to provide for my needs. Listen to this verse, Haggai 2:8. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. Proverbs 22:2. The rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. And one of my favorite scriptures in the Old Testament, 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 12. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything that is in the heavens and the earth, yours, is the dominion, O Lord. You are exalted as head over all. So everything in the heavens and earth belong to God. 1 Chronicles 29:11 and 12. And when we don't give up ownership or believe that we're the owner, you know, that's a sin. We need to agree that God is the one and only true owner of everything. Then we can start finding freedom in our finances and really understanding just what his economy is, how it works, how we can be part of it, and the blessings and freedom in our finances that will result once we agree and obey him in these areas. So God is the owner, the one and only, which I think is great. Now let's talk about how to apply that. We cited the scripture. We know that the economic principle, what it is. Let's talk about just how do you apply this? What does normal living look like? Your average living. When we say, God, you're the true owner of my finances, of my life. Everything that might look like in my name, Lord, is yours. Forget the ownership of what the statement looks like on my account, my home, that kind of thing. It all belongs to God. Well, let's take some examples, okay? And find out what these people did before and after they learned just what God says in his economy on this anchor about ownership. And I remember Jason, a self-employed business owner, who had a great business going. He designed computers and websites, this kind of thing. He's a Christian. He was a Christian at the time. He went through a lot of problems in his self-employed business. He just kept thinking, you know, Tom, I identify my business and the success of it in me. If it's successful, I'm successful. If the business makes it and flourishes, I'm successful. I'm a flourisher. I'm important. The business is who I am. It's my baby, Tom. This business is me. It's my baby. I own it. I run it. And if it fails, I feel in my heart I'm a failure. If it succeeds, I've done it. I've done it all. I feel great about myself. I said, Jason, who really is this business? I mean, is this business about you? Is it all about you? Or is it about honoring God and the business being used as a ministry tool? Yes, to make money for you, to meet your needs. That's a whole nother subject for another day, how we define needs and our financial needs and the like. But, you know, we started talking, and about a year and a half later, he finally came to the recognition when this business was just about ready to go under. He just said, Tom, I'm giving it up. I've got to surrender this thing. I can't live and die and not sleep at night and all the things that go on with this business. It's affecting my wife and me and on and on. And he's been learning how to give ownership of his business and his finances over to God and making some changes. The world isn't going to end if Jason's business does not make it. He could still work for someone else, be an employee of a technology company, a computer company, software, web design business, that kind of thing. But he wrapped himself up in the success or failure of his business. He was the owner and he knew it. He admitted it. He wanted to tell people that he made it. A lot of problems involved in that, his past, trying to prove his parents wrong about what they thought of him and him going out and running his own business. A lot of things involved there, but he really was freed up. He finally gave it over to God, surrendered it. He said, God, you're the owner of this. If it works, honor to you, Lord. If it doesn't, I'll go work for someone else. He started changing by scripture and prayer what that self-employed business meant to him. Was it okay to be self-employed? Of course. No problem with that. It's just, what does it represent to him and to others, to yourself, to the listener? And who really is the true owner of the business? And what's it all about? You know, he learned. He read the scriptures. He started thinking about the scriptures and asking God to change his heart and turn over that business to God. And he really did. He's made some great changes. He's feeling better. We've done some things to make the business grow and made some changes and adjustments in the business. And good for him. He's doing much better. But I don't take credit for that at all. I give God the credit. God wrote the Bible, not Tom. All Jason needed to do was find the scriptures, stand on them, apply his life to them. And he's made some terrific changes. And he's feeling better. He's got a lot of peace. So I'm really excited for him about that. Also, there's a young married couple I've been working with who they got a little too caught up in materialism and buying things, wanting everything their folks had. They've only been married 2 years, and then they're in their early 20s. They wanted the things their folks had. They didn't want to wait till they're 50 and 60 to have all the furniture and all the good things, you know? They wanted it now. They deserved it, they said. They deserved it. They deserved it. They wanted it, and they got it. Well, they went down in flames. you know, they blew it. They got too much in debt, and they just said, Tom, we're in control. Well, 2 years later, you know, we've made some good changes together, and the scriptures also made them realize that, you know, they're not the owner of their property, and to live with God being the owner meant sometimes they needed discipline. They needed to deny themselves some things they wanted, and they're learning. They're growing. They're starting to get peace in their finances because they know that God owns everything, not them. And they want to be good stewards. And before you can be a good steward, though, you need to know, and I do too, that Almighty God is the one and true owner. And he can say, redirect this asset, redirect that cash, redirect this talent anywhere he wants, because that's his economic system. That's how it works. It's about honoring God. Number one, the Lord. And this couple is finding peace. They're getting away from some of this material stuff. They still have a touch of it here and there. They're not perfect. They're making changes and adjustments. I don't think any of us are perfect. No way. But I believe that the scriptures are allowing them to make some adjustments, and they're starting to learn what their role is, and that they don't need what their folks have at 24 and 25. Maybe at 29, 30. No, just kidding. But, you know, they're learning about these principles. They cannot go on, and neither can any of us, until we get it right. When I was in high school, the coach would say, Meglia, if you don't get it right, you're taking a lap. I said, get what right? Push-ups. I said, coach, watch. He's like, take two laps. Well, how come? You didn't get it right. Well, take the laps. You didn't do what we said to do here. Sometimes God does that with you too, and me too. He says, you got to take a lap. It's discipline. You've got to get these principles right. They're for your own good. And then you can take the victory lap. The victory lap comes as the blessing of obedience to the Lord. Let me pray. We'll close. Lord, thank you for this time. Thank you for this day, Almighty God. I ask that you bless the listener who's hearing the message today, and that they will be freed up by your word through the Holy Spirit, understanding the Bible, Lord, not by anything Tom the coach can say or do, but only by you, Almighty God, the Bible, through the Holy Spirit. We just thank you, Lord, and I pray for all the listeners to learn and change and grow. In Jesus' name, amen.